I'm Josh, and this is the Weekly Wonder. 35 years ago today, on the night of the 15th and 16th of October 1987, Islanders awoke to a scene of devastation after a once in every 200 year storm event struck the coast. Shanklin Pier crashed into the sea. BBC Weather reporter Michael Fish said there wasn't going to be a hurricane coming. He was wrong. The storm struck the Isle of Wight at about 2 o'clock. The most damage was to Shanklin Pier, which was broken into three, with the theatre falling into the sea. The following day, Shanklin Beach was littered with the remains of fruit machines, driftwood, and the mangled metal debris of the pier. Elsewhere, trees were uprooted across the island, including at Shanklin Chine, where more than 20 trees were toppled. Fallen trees completely blocked Uncliffe Drive and Queen's Road in Shanklin, and many other routes became impassable. The Red Cross Society building in Newport lost its roof, and much of the island experienced electricity blackouts. At Compton Bay, the force of the storm destroyed the Isle of Wight Surf Club hut. Surfboards were blown over the cliffs and were found littered along the length of the military road. Nationally, 8 people were killed and an estimated 15 million trees were blown down. The force of the storm left a cross-channel ferry washed ashore on the beach near Folkestone. The storm cost the insurance sector £2 billion, making it the second most expensive UK weather event on record for insurers. You've been listening to this week's The Weekly Wonder. Join me next week for another episode.